Our next report comes from our good friend Robbie Teegee, who teaches sixth grade at the North Shore Community School, located near Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 14th, 2018. My name is Joby, and I'm going to be your phonologist for this week. A spring storm hit over the weekend, on the 14th through the morning of the 16th. There was an accumulation of 6 to 12 inches in the surrounding area. Our neighbor, Wisconsin, had two counties that had blizzard-like conditions. On Monday the 16th, school was canceled due to heavy snow and poor driving conditions. On Tuesday the 17th, the sky was a bright blue and the sun was shining. There is a slight wind. Towards the end of the week, we are enjoying warm temperatures with lots of mud. The ground is now frozen, but is covered with mud. There are some hard spots and also some soft spots where the ground is thawing. There is a lot more snow in the shady parts of the woods because the trees are blocking the sunshine. There is about 3 to 4 inches, unlike the open area where there is no snow. The maple sap is flowing. There is about 2 cups of sap in one bag hanging from a tree. On Tuesday, Lily found a dead worm in a puddle. As the temperatures slowly rise and the days warm, insects are starting to come out. Gravel in our playground is submerged in a small pond of water. When we went out on Friday the 20th, we observed many beetles swimming around in the water under a clear layer of ice. Ms. CG said they were water boatmen. They look like a little boat being paddled with two paddles. These are actually their back legs, which are enlarged to use to move around through the water. Many small black spiders are scurrying around the forest floor. Although the ant hills are still frozen, we are getting small ants in our classroom. Klaus had them marching on his bedroom wall. The first turkey vulture was seen on Saturday the 14th, as it soared holding its wings like a V over the Clover Valley. Another one was seen over our school playground the afternoon of the 17th. A small flock of 3 snow buntings flew up from the side of the Homestead Road on Wednesday the 18th. Their white wing patches flashed nicely in the wind as they flew. They must be heading back up north as the snow recedes. Robin migration is beginning to get into full swing. If you are at Super 1 in Two Harbors Thursday evening, you may have noticed a fast-flying dark gray bird with pointed wings and black markings, resembling a football smudges under its eyes. This peregrine falcon seemed to have interest in a lone gull sitting on a light post. It circled around and worried the gull quite a bit. There is a good reason for this. Peregrines catch and eat pigeons, ducks, and other water birds for their meal. People have been seeing lots of robins. Fiona saw one on the road, standing there driving to school. On Friday morning, Lydia heard lots of chickadees chirping their song. Amaya saw 2 swans flying over Arrowhead Road on the 19th of April. Elliot has been noticing many moths flying around her house. And Warren saw a butterfly on his driveway. On Saturday the 14th, Miss Jackson caught a glimpse of a black and white ambling down her driveway. Upon a closer look, she discovered it was a skunk, maybe the same one she smelled last week. It continued to investigate near her house, then ambled off again into the woods. Fiona noticed the smell when she was walking down her driveway to the bus. She realized soon that it smelled a lot like skunk. She ran down to the bus after that. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Be observant, as they suggest. Yeah, sap flowing in the Two Harbors area. Insects, the water boatmen, made me wonder how they got to those puddles so quickly. But they're inventive little bugs, and it's always fun to see them. And a peregrine falcon, what an opportunity! Those things are so rare and have been reintroduced to Minnesota and now are becoming a bit more common. And the kids in the Two Harbors area got a chance to see some.